I think it's very important to say that the show is not my story. My story is inspiring the show, but it's also inspired by many other people's stories. I know it hurts. My name is Alexander Bonarchuk. My title for this project is Artistic Director for Something Pretty. Quench that thirst. I started dancing when I was 2.5 because I was shy. And yeah, I just took like little tap jazz ballet classes until I was about 10 years old. And then when I was 15, I tore my ACL, so I had to stop dancing, and I was at a point where I had to decide if I wanted to dance or if I wanted to pursue my other interests. I remember being really dramatic after I tore my ACL, and when the doctor said I couldn't dance, I was like, he told me I couldn't breathe. As I was bedridden, I was like, I don't need to eat. I remember oh, my thighs no longer touch, this is awesome. I can fit into smaller clothes, feeling lighter. When I was a junior in college, we had to do our junior piece. I had this feeling of like wanting to create this piece that explored that, and the phrase popped in my head, like, take your skin off and put it on the floor, as like it would like enable you to like rearrange your muscles and bones and extract your fat, and then you can put your skin back on again or something.
Hi, I'm Marcella Day, and you can call me Marcy.
I'm Patricia Pacinello, and I've actually worked with Alexandra ever since I've moved to Pittsburgh. So this is my third project with her.
Like, this piece isn't only about Alexandra's journey and our journey, but like, I feel like we're representing other dancers who have gone through this, that like dancers we don't even know, that we've just heard their story and we want to include it in somehow.
You pull on emotional times in your life and for rehearsal purposes, and it really breathes whenever you're dancing.
I started talking to people and seeing how their experiences parallel mine, but also seeing if they felt like they went through the same stages of like being obsessed with an ideal or an image or something that they were trying to achieve. And then from there, you kind of have two choices. You either choose to accept yourself and get better, and you choose that you're no longer gonna like destroy yourself that way, or you choose that it doesn't matter what your body's doing. You can still, by restricting what you're eating and controlling things in that way, that you're just somehow gonna magically force yourself to become something you're not. What I hope they'll take away with is knowing that it's a daily choice to choose to live. It's not a disease that gets fixed overnight. I'm hoping that they will be able to connect with the show, with the dancers who are in the show. You know, I'm trying to get them to a point where the audience will be able to connect with what they're doing on an emotional level, because I'm pushing the piece in that way. I think connecting with that will hopefully push people to a place where they get curious and wonder, like, she's saying that this is something that's in the community. She's saying that this is something important. Why? Where am I seeing this? How can I help? How can I become a supportive community member? How can I add to this conversation? How can I demand this within my own community? How can I demand this of myself? And I think it's important for me to be doing this at this level because there's a national conversation, I feel like, that's starting around this. And that's what's gonna push this community and this forum forward locally and everywhere else.